Hey,
Jeremy Bradley, good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
So we are on the red carpet again. America's Got Talent finale. I don't want to call you out, but about 24 hours ago, you were confident.
Yep.
You know what I'm getting at?
Yep.
So what happened? What was your reaction when you heard the results of the vote?
I was shocked, actually. But I think that in the end, Michael Grimm was always a dark horse to win. He was very consistent. Performances got better with each round. He looked more and more like a star. And last night, I was knocked out by his performance. I said so. And he looked like a young Van Morrison to me. Amazing.
Now, a lot of people compare Jackie to Susan Boyle, right? Sort of the runner-up, but shocked everybody in the audition. Do you remember what was the first thing that came to your mind when you saw Jackie audition?
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe she was singing. I assumed she was lip-syncing. And when I watched it tonight with Sarah Brightman, I was like, well, which one's the older one? Amazingly mature voice.
And I'm surprised, you know, you'd think that this would be, you know, crushing to her. She's such a little lady. It is remarkable.
Jackie's going to be great. I said to her, don't worry, Susan came second and sold 10 million albums. You can relax.
Where do you see her going from this? I mean, the sky's the limit, obviously. But
she's a huge star. She's got an amazing voice, amazing stage presence. She's a beautiful girl. I think the sky's the limit for Jackie and for Michael and for Fighting Gravity and a few others. And Poppycock probably as well.
Oh, he's going to be around.
Maybe he takes my advice.
With wigs or makeup? What was the advice
you gave
him?
With humour. You know, when he sang with Donna Summer tonight, it was great. He's back to his old how he should be. Last night, he just wasn't him.
He mentioned you were asking about borrowing his wig. True or false?
About borrowing his wig?
Yeah. No?
I'd literally rather borrow yours.
Borrow it for Howie. He needs some hair. So if there's maybe one piece of advice you would give Jackie as her career is now just getting started, what would it be?
Look, you know, when you're in show business, you don't always win. Doesn't mean to say you can't go and have a great career. You know, rejection or coming second or whatever is a tough thing for a 10-year-old girl to suffer when you think you're going to win. But at the same time, she's got an amazing talent still. And I think Jackie will have a fabulous career.
It's not NBC related. Coming up next, you've got a new show, yeah?
Yeah.
And when can we expect that? It's January?
January, yeah.
And what can we expect on that? Just sum it up in a few words.
Show Prince Poppycock.
Is it? Well, we'll be tuned in for sure.
The ugliest confrontation in TV history.
Are you going to have Howie on or no?
I'll have Howie. I'll have Poppycock's wig on. It's going to be lively.
I've got to ask you, what are you going to do now that your time with Howie is done? Or are you still going
to
be getting together?
Howie, how are you going to deal with not having me for 5 months to annoy and irritate and wind up and generally really, 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 really get to? And he said, don't worry, I'm going to ring you every day.
Oh, good wake-up call. Piers Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, mate. Take care.
Take care, you too.